Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah discusses a concept related to Melechas Machsheves. When it comes to the Melechas on Shabbos, a person is only over the Melecha Midiraisa if he does what's called Melechas Machsheves, which means a calculated Melecha, calculated labor. That means that he has to actually intend to be doing the action that the Melecha is. But if he had any different intentions, then it won't be considered the Melecha Deraisa. For example, if he picked up a vegetable on the ground that he thought was already detached from the ground, and he picked it up and he didn't realize it was still attached, so that would be lacking in the Melechas Machshavas. It wasn't calculated with the intention to do a Melecha. He thought there was no Melecha here. The Mishnah over here discusses a case that's less extreme, where he knew he was doing a Melecha, but he thought he was doing it preferred action, and it was more preferred, or vice versa, more preferred, and he did less. The Mishnah says, "Hamiskaven lahaitzi lefanav." If someone intended to do aitzah, to carry an item out from private to public domain, and he was planning on taking it out lefanav with the item in front of him, which is a more preferred way of carrying it, because he can see it and he can watch it and guard it from pickpockets. Ubalay lacherav, and it happened to shift and it went behind him, and he carried it out while the item was hanging from behind him, which is a less preferred way of carrying it. In this case, he's putter, he's not over the Melacha Midiraisa. It's lacking in the Melachas Machshavas, in the calculated Melacha, because he intended to do a more preferred action of carrying the item out, and it ended up that he did a less preferred action. However, if it's the opposite, la'cherav, he was planning on taking it out behind him, ubala lefanav, and shifted and went in front of him, and he ended up doing a more preferred way of carrying it out, chayav, then he's going to be chayav, because there wasn't lacking. If anything, it was a better haitzah, which makes it more usher. Be'emes amru, in truth, they said, ha'isha chageres besiner, a woman that is wearing a siner, which was a underskirt, like a slip that was under the skirt. It was worn for tznius, and apparently it had some sort of pocket or strap that she had an item that she was carrying out with. Whether the item is in front of her and shifts to behind, or behind and shifts to in front, well, regardless, in this case, it's an exception that she's going to be chayev midaraisa for this aitzah, even if she intended to carry out in front and went behind. Shekein roi lias chazer, because it's normal for such a garment for the item to shift around and go in front and back. So she knew from the beginning that although it's in front now, it might shift and go to the back, and that's normal, and she was expecting it. Therefore, it's not lacking in Melechas Machsheves. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af makabalei piskin, also the people that would receive the letters from the king, and they would deliver them, they would run and carry and deliver these letters. They would put the letters in tubes and strap them around their neck. And they also, it was normal for them, for these package of letters to shift around their neck from in front to behind. And since it was something that was normal and they expected this to happen, even though they went out with it in front and shifted to behind, it's not lacking in Melechas Machsheves because it was all in the intention. They were expecting that to happen. Mishnah, hey. Hamaitzi kikir l'shesarabim chayiv. Someone who carries out a loaf of bread to Rosh Hashanah, from the private to the public domain, he's chayiv. This is a standard case of haitzah. It's asa midaraisa. However, haitziyu shnayim, if two people carry it out together, then Peturim, their Pater, they're exempt midaraisa. It's only asa midarabanan. Each one only did half the malacha. They were holding it together. Lo yachol echad laitziyay. If they carry out an item that one person couldn't carry it, it was too heavy, and they needed two people to carry it together, haitziyu shnayim, and two people carried it out, chayavim, they're both chayiv. In this case, it's normal for them to carry it out together, and since each one couldn't do it alone, and both were necessary, so each one is considered as being the one carrying it out, and they're chayiv, according to the first Tana, even though they did it together. Reb Shimon Peiter. Reb Shimon exempts midaraisa. There's no iser daraisa in this case, even though it couldn't be carried by one, and they needed both to carry it still. He holds that each one only did half the malacha, and there's no iser deraisa, only iser midrabanan. Hamaitzi achlin pachas mikashir bekli. If someone carries out food less than the shir, that's considered a significant amount, less than the significant amount, to be over on aitzah, and he carries it out in a kli, it's in a jar, carrying the food. So in this case, patar afal kli. He's exempt midaraisa not only on the food because it's less than the shear, but also on the kli because the kli is tafel, it's secondary to the food. Shakli tfelalai, secondary, and so he's not going to be chayav for the kli. Esachai b'mita, if someone carries out a live person in a bed, so then the concept is regarding the person, he's not ayver midaraisa on aitza because there's a concept called chai neses atzme. A live person somewhat carries himself, he's able to walk, his muscles hold himself up, and there's no issa deraisa to carry a live person, only issa midarabanan. Here he's in a bed. A bed is usher to do aitza on. But over here it's pater al amita. The person who carries out the bed is exempt because the bed is secondary. Shamita tfeilalei, it's tufel, it's secondary to the live person. And therefore, since he's exempt midaraisa on the person, he's exempt also on the bed. As hames b'mita, if someone carries out a dead person in a bed, chayev, he's chayev, even though he was only carrying him out to remove the tumah of the mace from his house, he's still chayev. And the Mishnah has a list of people, of things being removed because of tumah. Mechein kezayis min mace, someone who carries out a kezayis, a olive-sized piece of a dead person, which is the minimum shear that transmits tumah. Ukezayis min anavela, or an olive-size of a dead animal, that also transmits tumah. The kehadashim and asheretz are a lentil-sized volume from the body of the sheretz. These eight different types of species of certain creeping animals that transmit tumah from a lentil-sized volume. So in all these cases, the Tana Kama holds chayev that he's chayev midaraisa, even though he only removed it, not because he wanted the item to reach its destination. Rather, he just wanted to remove them from its original place so that the tumah wouldn't be present in the original place. That's still chayav according to the Tana Kama. Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon exempts in these cases that the person was removing the tumah items so that there shouldn't be tumah around. And he exempts this because of the concept called malacha she'en etzricha legufa, a malacha that's not needed for its defined purpose. Here, the defined purpose of Aitza is to get the item from point A to point B to get it to its destination. But over here, he doesn't want the item in its destination. All he wants is to remove it, that it shouldn't be present in its original place. So that's called the malacha she'in tzrich legufa, that he doesn't need the normal use of this malacha to get the item to its destination. He doesn't need that here. Reb Shimon exempts that. It's pater midaraisa, that's only aser midarabanan. But the Tana Kama holds that it's still aser midaraisa.